Hey guys, welcome to Pretty Out There, presented by ProExist, hosted by your girl, Lorena Sevis. I hope you guys are all doing amazing, especially during this time, but remember to always keep your head held high and have faith over fear. I have two amazing guests on my show today. It is Cruz and Brendan Mendoza. They're the founders of Spark Moments. They are passionate about nourishing relationships by creating moments. Their desire is to support others with tools, understanding, and most importantly, teaching the benefit in creating the time and space to nurture relationships. So stay tuned. So welcome. I just want to let everybody know I have two amazing people on Pretty Out There today, Cruz and Brenda Mendoza. They're the founders of Sparkle Moments, formerly known as Sleepy Teepee Date Nights. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Thank you.
Welcome. I'm super excited to get you on here. I don't know about you guys, have you guys seen any difference with quarantine and relationships? And there's just so much going on. I'm like, you guys are the perfect example of how to, you know, spark the moments, just like your brand.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so how are you guys been doing during quarantine?
First of all, we just want to tell you thank you so much for having us on your podcast. So thank you so much for choosing us. So thank you. We're honored to be here.
Yes.
And as far as quarantine, we've learned a lot.
Right.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I hear you.
All three.
Yeah. Yes. So
I know I've been. Well, luckily, my husband and I are able to work from home, but it's like, okay, you stay downstairs and work. I'll be upstairs and I'll work.
Yeah.
But that's good. So tell us, where were you guys born and raised?
Well, the both of us grew up in La Puente, California. We went to Bassett High School, the school district and whatnot. My wife, though, I mean, I shouldn't answer for you, but I think you actually were raised in El Monte. And I don't know how old you were until you came over to La Puente. But yeah, we're homegrown in the same name area. We didn't know each other, though. We knew of each other. I have a younger sister who knew my future wife. But we never crossed paths. We knew a lot of the same people and went to a lot of the same gatherings and parties growing up.
Isn't that crazy?
Always. And I never even asked her for a pen or... excuse me, or
wow. You know,
I don't even remember looking at. I've seen she was always playing sports, so I would see her. But at that time, Lorraine, no disrespect to my wife, but I wasn't looking for a girl like her because she, at that time, was always into athletics, sports. She was in every sport you can imagine,
nice.
ASB, and I wanted the bad girls back then. So
hey,
that's why I had to learn the hard way. Unfortunately.
You're saving the best for last.
There it is.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. What kind of sports did you play, Brenda?
I played everything. I played basketball, softball, volleyball. I ran track. I did it all. I loved it.
You're all around. That's so cool. And I played sports in high school too. It was pretty fun. But that's good. I know you really don't realize what you're looking for until you get older. You're like, wait a minute, I don't need that. I need this, right?
Yes.
All right, guys. So before we dive into your business and discuss relationships, I want to have the audience understand and listen to your story. That way they can see where you guys are coming from and how you started your business and so forth. So
I would think we would like to go about how we met, me and my wife.
Yes.
Okay, so this is our second time around. We were both married in previously in different relationships. Myself, I was married 20 years on my first marriage, had two daughters. My wife, I don't mean to speak for you, but my wife also was married over 10 years. What was it, baby, about?
I was married for 13 years.
And we thought that, you know, we were both raised where one and done. You get married and that's it.
Right.
And for both of us, it would have been like that. But fortunate, there was a lot of infidelity that happened to both of us in our marriages. We unfortunately, those dissolved, those marriages.
Right.
And so it was devastating, destructo, especially me. I come from a Hispanic background, and it could be whatever background you come from. Mm-hmm. A woman never cheats on a man. Well, that's the way I thought. And so unfortunately, it was multiple times from myself. And I believe multiple times that happened to my wife. And I can't express how you felt on your end.
Yeah. So with me, I was, you know, I waited till I was older to get married. You know, like my late 20s, where I kind of thought, okay, I have my stuff together. And I was married for 13 years, and I had we had two children, a son and a daughter. And the same thing, it was, I thought it was literally till, you know, till death do us part. And it didn't go that way. Wow. And it was very traumatic and devastating because I'm an only child. And so, you know, my parents were like, oh my gosh, how could this happen to you? You know, because nobody wants this to happen.
Right. No.
And with my situation, there was also infidelity. And so, you know, I tried to work on the marriage, like we say, quote unquote, for the sake of the kids. But, you know, I came to find out that you got to do it for yourself, not for the kids.
Right.
Because then at the end you end up suffering and there's all these other issues. And, you know, we went through the marriage counseling, so I thought, and it turned out later I found out that he, was still seeing the other woman. And he actually even had a child with her
that I
found out later. Yeah. So, you know, and he's just a few years younger than my daughter. But we, you know, my kids have opened, or my daughter actually has opened and, you know, accepted him with open arms, her half brother. And then, you know, with my husband now, Cruz, you know, he also had the infidelity.
I'll get in here right here. And that's, my story. I married young also. I was 21. And I was a young guy. And here we go from where we began, Lorraine, was I was looking for those bad girls. And, I remember my mom told me, Mijo, you don't need to do that. And, I was I was always stubborn. So I ended up with a neighborhood girl that was, from those backyard parties. No, but just, you know, I always like those bad girls, but and those, that was my history. I would do that. Cause I don't know, that would spark my interest at that time. No pun intended about sparked. I went for the wrong spark at that time.
Right.
What would derive from me. But anyways, with that said, my ex-wife had gotten pregnant and we weren't married. So I did the right thing, quote unquote, what we would do back in the day. And I said, I will marry you and I will, take the responsibility, to our daughter. And, we ended up having two daughters, but unfortunately we were young. I can't, put her down for that on as far as our growing separate in our marriage. Ultimately, there started being some infidelity. And I was embarrassed and I wouldn't share that with anybody because I'm from that macho background where you don't let nobody know your personal things.
Right.
I always held things in. Ultimately, I ended up getting cancer. And it was I was stage 4. It was the worst one of a lymphoma. And I was given the last rites and whatnot. Well, my ex-wife at that time was still having her affairs. She'd come and act like nothing. And was having the affair while I would be dying in the hospital.
Wow, that must have been even harder on you, too.
Devastating. Devastating. And so we both come from this devastational, just the destruction of of this infidelity. And that is totally, it broke us down, but lifted us up to where we are now.
Absolutely.
Will not accept that in our relationship, even with each other. We don't play when it comes to those things. We don't allow people into our social media. They start flirting because we will try that.
Oh yeah.
And we always keep our boundary up. I found a woman whose hedges are always up. And you know, I've even had ex-friends try to be funny with my current wife. And well, guess what? They're not around anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Life's short. We both don't have time for that stuff anymore.
No. And I agree with you 110%. So how did you, during that time, I know you probably guys didn't meet right away, or maybe you guys did, but how did you say to yourself, you know, because I know quite a few people who are in the same situation you guys were in, where we're in, and they feel stuck. They don't know what to do. They feel that... that there's no way out, especially for those who are stay-at-home moms. They feel like, oh my gosh, why can't I leave because I don't have a job? What am I going to do? Like, how did you get out of that mindset to say, you know what, I come first and I'm going to make a change right now?
How did that go? Well, I think for me, it was tough because it was a pro and a con, because I think I was blessed enough where, you know, my dad did tell me, guess what? Love doesn't pay the bills. Learn a trade, learn a career, do something with your life, because even though you have the mindset of love is forever and our marriage is forever, you can only control your behavior. You can't control someone else's.
Right.
So luckily for me, I had a career. I was a paralegal at the time, a legal secretary. So I had a good job. So I was blessed in the sense where I could pick up and go, which I had that. But, you know, I've seen other situations, what you're saying, like the stay-at-home moms, and they're dependent on their husbands. And my only advice is always, you know, educate yourself, always prepare yourself. You know, if something, a hobby that you have, whether it's, you know, you paint, you do crafts, like, you know, start, instead of being a hobby and giveaways, find ways to make money so that little by little,
you
know,
I agree with you. Mm-hmm.
You can build that nest, and it's going to take time.
Right.
But at least you feel empowered that either things change or you have a way out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Hunter. Yeah, there's a lot of people I know who have talent too. I'm like, come on, you could do this. Get creative. I'll help you, you know?
Yes, yes.
But it's always good to have a good foundation, a good friendship, good relationships, whether it's your cousins, whatever it's friends or family, whatever it is. It's always good to be surrounded by the right people that's going to give you the right advice and be there to help guide you too. So it's always good. During the time you guys were going through that transition in your last marriage, how did you guys meet? How did you guys get together?
Well, it's funny because for both of us, and I'm not here to speak for her, but I can say is for myself, once that happened to myself and all that infidelity and whatnot, I just didn't trust anymore. And so forever, I just picked up hobbies of my own. I would just work. I would do something around the house, or I was just doing different things, but I had blinders on, and even I started like kind of trimming down a little, and I started noticing the opposite sex started kind of giving me eyes, and I thought like Facebook, Instagram, and all those were for nerds, and so right. I never got into them, and then I finally did, and all of a sudden I was just being polite out there. I know, and not to sound ignorant or innocent or whatnot, I'm not a fool either, but I noticed like the females were starting to kind of like, hi, you know, like, I don't know, I just started getting a lot of attention all of a sudden on that platform, but I was just that wasn't who I was, and I didn't run through that platform, the Facebook platform. Bottom line is I saw a lot of attention come in my way and whatnot. And then I got hit up by a couple of women trying to come my way, but I noticed, I saw my future wife, which I didn't know at the time, which is my wife now, I would see her in there. And I started having a couple of different ladies come at me and whatnot, or friend request me, if you will, whatnot. And then this particular woman that I knew, she came from my neighborhood, would not friend request me. And she, I would only see her comments because my sister and her were friends through Facebook or other friends that we knew. And I would see that she was very respectful. And I noticed that a lot of people, even males, would try to do the flirtation. And instead of the ha 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 and he he he, like I would see the other girls do, she wouldn't budge. And so I requested her, and she did. And it started like a lot of the other ladies did. And I know this sounds kind of funny, but through internet, whatever it was, I could just feel her. I could feel a big heart.
Really?
And I didn't trust anymore. So that's why, no matter if women were attractive or whatever, reaching out to me, because I wouldn't reach out at that time, was I had trust issues where I was crippled.
Yeah.
I saw this woman who I felt trust.
Oh, that's good.
For whatever reason. And I One day she put, bottom line is we kind of went back and forth on through social media. One day there was, I'll put it out there. She put that she got these nice new high heels. And she posted on Facebook with her foot in there. And this, and let me tell you, Lorraine, I never, when a girl's doing that, I run for the hills because I know all these other men are coming
in.
For whatever reason, I went to her, I DM'd her. I went to her, her messenger, went direct there, and I did a corniest little, we have an emergency. I need your digits to take this fire out.
Oh.
I never talk like that. I'm so dorky. I don't know. I don't have any game. I don't have any. Like, I had game when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. At this age, late 30s, I don't have game anymore. Yeah. So I threw that out at her. I went into the store. I didn't see her. I had just walked in the store and I did that post to her, our messenger. I come out and I saw that there was a return message. I look in there. And I don't see a numbers. I don't see a sequence of giving me a number. I see words. Well, she played. I didn't realize until I really stopped and I got home and I looked at it again. And she actually wrote the her phone number. But she played the game back. And I was so like, cool. I was like, duh. She actually answered. But that was it, Lorraine. I threw a dorky. I threw my line out there, and I caught this. I caught the best fish.
Wow, that is so awesome! Yeah.
And we've been together ever since.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool. How did you feel, Brenda, when you reached out and all that? Were you like, did you feel the same butterflies? Did you feel like, oh, this is the guy, or were you nervous?
No, not at all. I hate to disappoint you, but I was not attracted to Cruz. No, it's funny because you know how, you know, we all in our head, we have a certain image of we want a guy to look a certain way,
right.
You know, the tall, dark and handsome. To me, it was a tall, dark and handsome with colored eyes and a great smile.
Oh, okay.
That's what I always went. But that didn't get me anywhere, you know. And so, you know, like Cruz said, we knew each other since we were younger. Wow. You know, we grew up in a Latino community, so, you know, Cruz kind of stuck out like a sore thumb because he's little. You know, whiter than white, and he's got the blue eyes, the blonde hair,
right.
And I would run from that, you know, because I'm like, ooh, you know, that's just not my type.
Uh-huh.
So it's funny, because when he did ask me for my number, at the time, you know, I was kind of probably in a different place myself. Mm-hmm. Where after I got a divorce, I spent the first year just dedicated to my children.
Okay.
Because I had to build that relationship.
Absolutely.
With them. So the first year I just spent time with them. It was just us three, the three musketeers. And then finally when their dad came around and would pick them up every other weekend, mm-hmm. I started to find my freedom. So I did the opposite of Cruz, where I went to town. I went out, I dated, I partied, I lived like it was 1999,
right,
you know?
Right.
And so I, yes, you know? So I did a whole different, I approached it differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went out and I, you know, drank and partied and dated and I did everything under the sun. Then there came to a point where it was all empty, you know, it was mm-hmm. just, it was emptiness, you know? And so by the time Cruz came around, I was in a different place. I was like, I'm done. I'm tired.
Right.
The men, I went on several dating sites, you know, the internet dating, uh-huh. and that was just a joke.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I heard about that.
Yeah, the internet dating was just, I'm like, no, you don't look like that.
Right.
You know?
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to interject, but I don't mean to interject, right? But also, and just so we know, I dated a little bit. It was very awkward for me. I didn't get, I probably, if I didn't meet her when I did, I was getting ready to do that also.
Oh.
I was ready to just go to town and just give up on love again. And that's the main thing
right.
about this topic. I was giving up on love.
Wow.
And yeah. I was meeting people, but my heart was guarded
mm-hmm.
and I didn't trust. And I did have those little, let's be I'll be transparent, is we had those little hookups and whatnot.
Or like we say, hit it and quit it.
Right.
but what we found, both of us, whatever mileage it is the emptiness that would happen afterwards. And some people can say, oh, it was great being single and whatnot. But at the end of the day,
you're alone.
There comes a point. Yeah. It's empty. It's empty.
Yeah.
It's emptiness. Cause I did the same. I party a lot and all that too. I go, I'm going to let my hair down, my little three hairs down that I have on the top of my head. I used to have a lot of, I had this wet old hair, a lot of hair.
Right.
Now I have it military. Now I have like Charlie Brown. I have these little three little things at the top, but I partied like she did, whatever. Met a couple of women too, but it was empty.
Yeah.
So going back to what we said was, it wasn't what we wanted. Mm-hmm. We wanted more than that. But we were worth more than
that's
that.
That's awesome. So then how did you guys go on the first date? Where'd you guys go? How'd you guys meet?
So finally, after communicating on Facebook, and we talked on the phone.
So her thoughts, I had to remind her, and I'll cut it off. I don't mean to disrespect you. We communicate a lot through Facebook a little bit first. Uh-huh. And then I asked her I had her number now, excuse me, no more Facebook. Now I could talk to her, and we had great conversations.
Oh, that's good.
And great texting. And this went for about a week.
Okay.
She might think it's longer, 2 weeks, 3 weeks,
uh-huh.
but those conversations were good and deep. And I felt a connection in that sense. And to the point where I remember her telling me, I would try flirting, but she wouldn't budge like some of the other ones. But yet, I felt like there was a little spark in there. I was starting to get to
her.
I was reaching and reaching, and I could feel it. Well, I remember one day she tells me, I'm actually afraid to meet you. And I was like, what? What do you mean? She goes, I'm afraid to meet you physically and mm-hmm. then not like you. And I was like, oh!
Being honest.
But she was honest.
Yeah.
And she was always transparent. So bottom line is, I reached out with her and I told her, like, let's get together. Uh-huh. And okay, I mentioned a couple of places, and I was so raw, Lorraine. I go, let me pick the place on Taco Nasal, this Mexican Baja tacos, and then I was so rookie. I go, or BJ's in West Covina, and then she goes, let's just go to BJ's.
Okay.
And I mean, let's just go. So that's where we ended up meeting, was at BJ's, and I met her there on a Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
that was it. That was it. You guys just felt it right there and then.
Yeah, and it's funny because that day we went to BJ's, uh-huh. and I'm the type of girl, like, I'm like, I'm not the girl that's gonna go on a date and order a salad. If I'm hungry, I'm gonna eat
steak. Yes.
Yes. So that's what happened. We went to BJ's and he ordered a salad and I ordered, I think, a full meal.
Oh, wow.
And it was funny because when the waiter came, they gave me the salad and gave him. And I'm all like, no, it's the other way around. And it was the funniest thing, you know. It's like, no, because I'm not going to. And I think that's what it was when he said, you know, I told him I was afraid to meet him uh-huh. because previously, like sometimes when you meet people, when you talk on the phone or however, you have this great connection. Mm-hmm. And then when you meet people in person, that could be a guy or a girl, friends, whatever. Uh-huh. It's different,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I was kind of enjoying the communication that we had, that I was like, oh, if I meet him and, you know, something, it's just, yeah, I just didn't want to lose that sense of connection. But no, it's, you know, we went there, had a great time, and we've been together ever since.
Wow. How many years have you been married?
We've been married for 4 years and we've been together for 9 years.
Oh, very nice. Okay. That's awesome. Well, congratulations to you guys. I love hearing stories like that because it gives people hope. It gives a lot of people perspective. Like, you know, just because you're in a bad situation doesn't mean you're going to be there forever. You are going to find love again. It's just going to take time and it's going to maybe not happen so quickly, but it's possible and it will happen. So I think that gives people, you guys are a great example to give people a vision of what could be, you know, if they happen to step away from what's causing them to have a bad relationship. Right. You know what I mean? So that's really good. I'm happy for you guys. And so how did you,
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, you know, with that, and I think with the both of us, cause this was real key, was that, you know, because we both had our kids with us, cause he got custody of his and I had custody of mine. Mm-hmm. we always felt like we were damaged goods. Like, who's going to want us?
Oh,
and who's going to want us with our kids?
Uh-huh.
So for anybody listening out there, like, you know, you're not damaged goods.
No.
And, you know, the kids one day will grow up and you still have you. So it's about not losing your own identity of who you are.
Right, right. Very good.
So that was just important.
I love that. And what, so going, pushing forward, you guys are now married. You guys are coming up with this idea or dream or vision. What inspired you to start Sparkle Moments?
Well, the reason we started Spark Moments, kind of like what you're saying, where, you know, when you start dating, you have all these butterflies and mm-hmm. you're excited to see somebody and to go pick them up and the date night and, you know, the planning and all that stuff. And then you court and then you get married and then you're happy. And then for a few days or weeks or months or whatever it is, or even years, if you're lucky. And then it's like, now what?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like you've gotten off this ride and you're just sitting there like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what our ideology is that just because you're married doesn't mean that you have to stop dating your spouse. Because you're married, you should continue to date your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to provide different ways of doing that, different opportunities, create just different ideas that you don't always have to go out to that 4 or 5 star restaurant and spend all this money to do that. You can do it in the comfort of your home. You know, even something, a simple picnic, just creating time for husband and wives. Because before we were husband and wives, we were, you know, man and woman, and we forget about
right.
that. And before, yeah, before that, and then we, you know, we're mom and dads, and then we forget that we were a man and woman at one point that brought us together.
Right.
So it's just keeping that spark alive when you're married.
And what does Sparkle Moments do? What do you do? I know you guys have, because I know people can't see as we're on the podcast, but it's, you have the sleepy teepee. Beautiful teepees, by the way. Beautiful creations, what you guys do with the lighting and putting everything together. So how would you describe an event?
So with Spark Moments, we have a couple of things. What you're describing is before the whole COVID thing, we used to have workshops for couples. We used to do the, you know, couples vision board, learn your spouse's love language. And so now what we do is we would come to your home, set up a nice dinner setting with a nice tableware, formal dinnerware, the glassware. If you'd like, we can include a meal too. And then we also provide games and conversational pieces so that you can kind of go back to what got you started in the first place, what got you to dating.
I like that.
Or we can... Yeah, thank you. Or setting up nice picnics in your backyard with the blankets and the wine and the, you know, the cheese and grapefruit, you know, the fruit platters uh-huh. and all that stuff. Kind of just, we create the ambiance for you. Because sometimes people don't have those things mm-hmm. or they think they have to spend a lot of money. So we're more of a rental place to set up and create a romantic or fun ambiance for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. I see. I love the photos. I love what you guys do. It's really, really nice. Really,
Thank
really
you.
Nice what you guys do. You. So I know there's so much talk about what's taking place right now with the whole pandemic. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of relationships that are being tested right now. And then you have people that have, they're, you know, they're having work issues. They have the tight living quarters. A lot of them live in small little apartments and they just can't, they're not used to being with each other more than 8 hours because one will go to work, one will stay home or vice versa. And financial issues, and they have many fears. So what advice can you give to people right now to help with the relationship from falling apart?
Well, thank you for that question, Lorraine. And that's a total current event topic right now. And it goes in contact with the relationship. And that is myself. I a lot of times growing up, I identified myself through my work.
Okay.
I've been in like in a supervisory role, management position, I worked my way up through the ranks, mm-hmm. but I got furloughed during this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, Lorraine, it messed me up. Who I thought
right.
I'm a provider, I'm a worker and whatnot. Uh-huh. And then my wife also, she got hit with some hours, and so it affected both of us with the furlough. So yes, now there was a lot of time at home. And at the very beginning, when I got furloughed, I didn't know how to relax. Most people, I have a beautiful wife who told me, relax, take it in, you know, do a hobby, whatever. And I couldn't.
Yeah.
All I kept thinking, I just went straight on work sites like Indeed or Monster or LinkedIn, you name it, trying to get a job.
You're used to that,
That creates the pressure. In addition, I was home a lot. And so we were always together. And what we're finding is we're discussing a lot of other couples is there's a lot of struggles that are going out there, whether it's financial, furloughs, layoffs, but also because of some of the not dating sites, but even the Facebooks, the Instagrams, they could be good. But also those platforms are good if you want to put things out there positively. But also there's a lot of little sneakiness going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Some couples are coming to us. Yeah, we have couples that are telling us, whether it's a wife, my husband is there's girls that are flirting with him and he's kind of like biting back or vice versa. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women that are doing that too. They're getting the attention they might not have been getting at home.
Right.
And so we're leaving our doors open in our homes to that that evil that's coming in, and we're not guarding our hedges. We're not closing our doors in our houses, if you will. And we're allowing a lot of that pressure to come in. COVID just unleashed a lot of that. There's good, but there's a lot of struggle.
There is. And it's true what you're saying. I have a friend in a similar situation. Husband, you know, was home. He was never on Instagram, you know, social media, anything like that. Figured, well, I'm home. I'm bored. You know, let me just see what everybody's looking into. Got on it. Got attention from women. Got his DM. You know, felt like, well, me and my wife were arguing a lot. So met with her and started seeing her. And, you know, and this is taking place. And it's really sad because, you know, you get lost in a situation. You need to be around people who have that foundation and not get yourself stuck in a situation like that. Because like you said, you can't just leave your doors open. You have to stay guarded at all times. You have to protect yourself, your family. And you don't want to mess up and ruin everything that you've created already. Your family, your relationship, your husband, your wife, whatever it is. That one time that you mess up, you're going to screw everything up, you know? So it's kind of...
Oh, yeah.
It's sad. And so do you have a lot of people that you guys help with that? Or a lot of people that reach out to that? Or...
Yeah, it's funny because we're getting a lot of people coming to us. And like we state is that we're not licensed psychologists, counselors, marriage in that sense. We're from the school of hard knocks. We've lived it.
Exactly.
We've been through the trenches. Yeah. First and foremost, that's us. We're real. We're not from a book. We're from life. And so what we do is we try to hang around with like-minded folks who are couples that are like us, who are looking to keep that marriage strong.
Right.
The men, I communicate with them, and then I get men too that are like-minded that are trying to how do we make our wives happy? And my wife also, how do we keep our hedges together so we don't let others come in.
Yeah, I think people appreciate that more too, because you guys are genuine, you guys are open, like you said, you guys are not hiding anything, you guys been there and done that. So I think people could relate to that more, you know, versus having to read a book, like you said, or going to see a therapist. Who knows if a therapist has ever been in that situation, you know? So
if they're even married.
Or they're even married, yeah. And it's always hard to listen to someone like that when they haven't been there. You're like, how do you know?
Yeah, and Lorraine, I just kind of wanted to piggyback off of your question and what Cruz said. Is you asked, you know, what advice can we give? And there's two things I want to add. Is one, don't ignore the problem.
That's a good one.
Lots of times we see that there's an issue. We see, you know, I'm just going to say like, oh, you know, I noticed that they're on the phone a little bit longer. I noticed the phone is turned upside down instead of right side up. Mm. I noticed all these things. And instead of us asking, or instead of, or the other thing, we become obsessed and wait till they walk away and, you know, let me pick up the phone, let me see. Like, you know, all these things, like, don't ignore the problem. If you see that there's an issue, the way you're being spoken to, the way you're being treated, whatever it is, you know, don't ignore it, because, you know, it's, it starts as a little pebble, and before you know it, it turns into a big boulder, and then you react later on, and it's kind of like, well, why are you upset now? I've always done this or done that. And so it's harder to correct because, you know, you've let it go for so long.
Right.
So I just think, don't ignore the problem, because sometimes, you know, we think, well, if I don't address it or I don't bring it up, then it'll go away. It's not going to go away. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any easier. What's going to happen is, instead of getting better, you're going to become embittered. You don't want to do that. You know, we don't want to walk around like we're sucking on lemons all day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So basically, communication is key. Correct.
Yeah. And yeah, the talk about it, don't ignore it. And the other thing is, you know, have a foundation with God, have your relationship, you know, put God first.
Yeah.
And that's where we have these boundaries and create these hedges. Cause even though the grass looks greener on the other side, it isn't.
Right.
So it's having God in that foundation too.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you with that too as well. Well, my husband and I, we've been married for 19 years. Oh my, he's going to be like, what, 18?
Congratulations.
Thank you. 19 years. So what we've done, it's like, okay, we will communicate. You know, we got 3 kids. One is 18, the other one's 13 and 7. So we're dealing with different stages as well. But we just kind of get, you know, let's do a hobby, like you were telling Cruz earlier, pick up a hobby. So we're like, okay, let's work out together. Let's go bike riding, running, whatever it is that's going to keep your relationship strong and keep going. Because you don't want to be repetitive, right? Like just kind of go with your daily life and do the same thing over and over, because you do get bored, right?
Right.
You want to just keep the spark, you know, dress up, get ready. On a date, make a plan with you guys.
Lorraine, real quick. Even when we do our drop-offs or pickups or anything, even when we just go to the store together, we make dates out of that, because we think outside the box. Yesterday we went somewhere to pick something up for an upcoming event, we had to go pick it up at a warehouse. Well, right besides the warehouse, there was like a train track right there with some engines right there, whatever. And my wife's all, hey, I think that would be a good photo op. And I'm like, it was hot. I didn't feel like doing it. Well, I did. Well, guess what? We had a lot of laughs. We just went over there. We took a couple of pics. We couldn't stop laughing. I was making her laugh. She was making me laugh.
That's so cute.
Well, guess what? I'm kind of macho in the sense. My wife's a big Hobby Lobby, Michael's, those kind of stores to me are good. Like, I don't understand them.
Right.
But she directs me over there. So I want to see her happy. So I'll go. Yesterday we went to Hobby Lobby. Unfortunately, they were closed yesterday, but we're walking. And so I picked this up from my dad. She had her Coach bag, if you will. And I picked it up for her, and I'm going to hand it to her. But then all of a sudden in the back of my head, I go, you know what? This is a good, I want to make her laugh. Uh-huh. So we start walking to the store. I'm holding it and I'm walking and I'm sashaying and she starts laughing. And so what does she do? She takes a quick photo and she goes, look, everybody, there's my husband.
Oh,
and I'm like, yes, I'm comfortable in my masculinity.
Right.
But anything to get a laugh out of her, that's what makes me happy right there. And
so cute.
That makes her happy. And just by that little, instead of looking at it like, I don't really want to be here at Hobby Lobby. I'd rather be at home watching the game.
Right.
I'd rather be washing my car or doing something else. I just by doing that little moment, I made points. So the little thing, just those little extra things, even if they're outside of my comfort zones, I go, you know what? Let me just do it. Let me go outside the box. And then to see her smile like that. Now we're more at peace. My day goes better now, and her day goes better.
Right. Now
it's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Oh, it is. Because now she's like, oh, I like this guy even more. You want a special dinner?
or dessert.
Or dessert, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Well, that is so cool. You guys are so awesome. Where can our audience find you guys?
We are on Instagram and on Facebook. and it is the sparked moments. And then we also have our website, which is sparkedmoments.com.
Sparkedmoments.com. There you have it, guys. They're on Instagram. They're on Facebook. Their website will be coming up soon. You guys, please follow them. They're an amazing power couple, and you guys will learn so much from them, and it will spark your guys' marriages and relationships. Do you guys have anything you guys would like to say before we call it the day?
I think we just want to, you know, remind couples, you know, continue to date each other. Don't forget what got you there. Remember that you were husband and wife before you were mom and dad. Usually, most of the times, one day your kids are going to grow up and you don't want to look at your spouse and say, who are you again?
Right.
You know, get to know them now and invest in your relationship the same way you invest in golf clubs, gym memberships, invest in your marriage.
And real quick, and stop and don't hold on to those grudges. You know, we annoy somebody. Okay, give each other that little space. But please have grace, because my wife's taught me that. I used to hold grudges a lot, and then I'd go for a day or two. I've learned to let those go faster, and I found that my life is more, I enjoy my life more by just letting go of those. I had a big ego and pride, and now I let it go, and I have grace, and my wife has shown, because she's shown me grace, I need to show her grace. It's not a perfect world. Let's get over it. Let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah. That's really good. That's really
good. We want positive sparks, not negative sparks.
Yeah. There you go. Well, thank you guys so much for your advice. I'm sure a lot of people are going to take this with them and learn from it. And hopefully it does help somebody out, you know?
Thank you.
We hope so.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. It was a pleasure having you guys on my podcast, Pretty Out There. You guys have a blessed day and the rest of the week.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.